Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us! That's right! I love this American!
Wow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Extravaganza, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Hello. Trust you are doing well, wherever you might be today. We're a little, I'm really fired up today, we're always fired up on this program, but today is book launch party, and so we're in a very festive mood here at the Radio News Bunker, where we broadcast in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. And we're expecting a great turnout tonight. And I was talking earlier to our crew. They have been hard at work setting everything up, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we would love to see you tonight, 5:30 at Germantown Baptist Church, for just a wonderful night of celebration. We're going to have a lot of fun, sign a lot of books, and eat a lot of food. I don't think there's a cow left in North Mississippi. That's how much prime rib. The prime rib sliders are going to be, that's one of the hot ticket items tonight. So anyway, we're excited about that. And my good friend Michelle Cox, the co-author of Star Spangled Blessings, just drove over from beautiful Asheville, North Carolina, and she'll be with us in studio a little bit later on today. Also, Congressman Zach Nunn is going to drop by. David Kustoff, our great congressman from Tennessee, is going to be here as well. And Luke Symbol, our great Republican strategist and attorney, will be here as well. All right, I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling into the program today. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Did I just say that correctly? I think you, Dylan. I got a lot of sleep last night. I don't know why I'm punchy today. Anyway, 901-260-5926. So, look, today is the day. We are expecting this afternoon the House of Representatives to vote officially to defund NPR and PBS. This is nothing that I have not shied away from this issue at all. I have been a fierce opponent of federal funding for broadcast groups, specifically NPR and PBS. And the way I see it, and it's really a simple thing here, folks, the way I see this is that if you are in the business of spewing anti-American propaganda, that is your right. That is your protected right under the U.S. Constitution. But I should not have to pay for that. I should not be forced to use my hard-earned money to promote your anti-American far-left propaganda. If you want to do that, that is on your dime. It would be much like, for example, I'll use this as an example. God's gas station, Bucky's. So I've been to Bucky. You know, it was interesting. I went to Bucky's four times on my road trip to Liberty University, two times going, two times coming back. And I'm one of these guys, and men, I think men of America, you can relate to this. I don't like stopping. when I'm on the road, I want to get to where I'm going. And I know that some of you ladies out there, some of you beautiful, God-fearing, God-loving ladies in the Todd Starnes Listening Show audience, every time you see a sign for a store or a knick-knack place or a Stuckey's, do they still have Stuckey's, by the way? I'm getting off on a tangent, so bear with me for a moment. Do they still have the Stuckey's? Because I'm just going to say something that will cause some alarm. I tried the pecan log roll at the Buc-ee's, and I don't think it is as good as the one at the Stuckey's. I'm just saying. All right, back on track here. All that to say, let's say that you're at your local God's gas station, Buc-ee's, and they're doing a great job. They got the cleanest bathrooms in America. You could actually, if you wanted to, not that I'm advocating for this, but you could go and order a delicious brisket sandwich at Buc-ee's, go into the men's stall, lock yourself in, and you could enjoy your meal, and you would not be grossed out. Well, okay, maybe a little bit, because you're eating a sandwich in a bathroom. But I'm saying it is that clean, ladies and gentlemen. So they're doing a great job, right? They're packed. They're making money. They're selling gas. They got the clean bathrooms. Imagine the government one day deciding, you know what? We think we ought to get into the gasoline business. And so Uncle Sam all of a sudden sets up gas stations across from all of the Buc-ee's. Now, many of you would be saying, well, that's not right. The government should not be in competition with a good private company like Buc-ee's, God's gas station. How dare they? And that is exactly my point, ladies and gentlemen. I own a news talk radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM, the blowtorch of the Mid-South, the best freaking radio station in America, if you ask me, but I'm a little biased. I just got a text from WDU and oopsie. The best radio station in the Mid-South. But I love my radio station. I love our staff. We have the best staff in America working at KWAM. And it really grieves me that every single bit of money that this radio station makes goes to pay the light bill for the public welfare station across town. That bothers me. So I'm happy to see these elected leaders getting out there and finally voting to defund NPR and PBS. That's what I'm hoping happens. But you never know. It's Congress. It's Capitol Hill, ladies and gentlemen. But I will say this. You need to be calling your lawmakers today. You need to be calling your lawmakers today. The reason I'm laughing, I'm getting blasted with text messages from radio station owners around the country saying their radio station is better. I will take all of you on. So anyway, you need to be calling your elected leaders today, and you need to make sure they do the right thing, and they do need to pull the plug. And I say this on behalf of all of us who own radio stations around America. We should not be forced. None of us should be forced to do that. I would have a problem with people being forced to support what I do on my radio station. If you are a business owner and you really want to get your messaging out, then I want you to advertise. I don't want to force you to advertise. I want you to advertise. I want you to do that because we have the largest talk radio audience in Memphis, Tennessee. Wow, Noah Britt from Pascagoula getting fired up. He says, bring it on, Big Daddy. You don't want to mess with those folks from Pascagoula, WPMO. You don't want to mess with those folks. I may need to back off here. So all that to say, call your elected leaders, folks. Give them a holler and just, you know, you don't have to yell at them. Just say, hey, look, you guys got to do this. You got to follow through, and we got to defund NPR and PBS. Got to do it. Elmo wants to get tickled. It's a little pervy, but he needs to do that on his own time. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So Jimmy Kimmel last night, we are entering a very weird time in America right now. And it's something we're all going to have to go through. But the onset of AI and all of that, all right, you just don't know what's real and what's not. And you really do have to do your homework to make sure that what you are seeing is, in fact, correct. That being said, There are people on the left that would have you believe everything that you have seen in Los Angeles on the streets of California just is not real. There were no riots. There were no clashes with police. And this is a dangerous thing because it's a flat out lie. I mean, we all saw it with our eyes. There was live TV coverage of what we saw. Buildings being burned, looted, clashing with the police. Interstates shut down. Here's Jimmy Kimmel last night telling the nation on ABC News that none of it happened. Take a listen.
Frank, let's take a look outside because I want you to see what it's like in Hollywood right now. You won't see this elsewhere on television. Not only is it not an apocalypse, they're having a Disney Pixar movie premiere right now for Elio, a movie about aliens. Don't tell Trump. He'll send the Green Berets in, too, but... I just want to say thank God for President Trump and the heroes at ICE for protecting us from these bloodthirsty fruit stand vendors spreading their dangerous pineapple chunks and mangoes with a squirt of lime all over the city. We are so grateful for what you have done. I'm very angry, I have to say. I cannot believe what's going on. I knew it was going to be bad. I did not know it was going to be this bad. People who have lived here their whole lives, people who have been in this a city longer than I have, the vast majority of whom have never done anything wrong or being abducted, which is the correct word to use, by agents in masks, hiding their identities, grabbing people off the street and at work, sending people to detention centers, and to protest that, which is not only our right as Americans, it's our responsibility. Los Angelinos have been gathering to demonstrate, and with very few exceptions, peacefully demonstrate to voice their opposition to this disgusting and unnecessary abuse of power instigated by our mentally ill president, who is dead set on exacerbating this, who actually wants conflict, who is intentionally inflaming and lying to make it seem like there's a war going on here. He wants there to be a war going on here, and he doesn't care who gets hurt in it. There's a riot outside. We have more so-called unrest here when one of our teams wins a championship. But that's not what you're seeing on TV. Someone sets a fire in a garbage can, 12 camera crews go running toward it. Trump wants it to seem like anarchy, so he goes around our governor and he calls in 4,000 troops from the National Guard and 700 active duty Marines. You know, when we had the wildfires that devastated big chunks of our city, he did absolutely nothing. Now that we're in the middle of a non-emergency, send in the National Guard.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy Kimmel is saying none of this is real. The only bad guys are the people out there that are ICE agents, and they're just randomly walking around and picking up people off the streets. That is absolute, absolute lies coming out of Jimmy Kimmel. And I'm telling you, he's not the only one. They just want you to believe that what's happening is not happening. Don't believe your lying eyes is what they're saying. 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines. Wyatt Cox heads up our great, great station in Ely, Nevada, KELY. Wyatt, what's going on today, my friend?
I want to share you a little bit about this whole thing, and I agree 99.9999% with what's going on with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They are direct competitors of ours here. We have a small rural radio station, and yet we have to compete here in Ely, Nevada, with a 50,000-watt station that is simulcasting just about 20 miles from our station. And this station is funded, as you mentioned, by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but they do not report on this community. In fact, they've done 3 stories on Ely, Nevada in the past 5 years. And they're off the air more than they are on the air. But that's beside the point. The point being, our Republican Congressman, Mark Amadei, has signed on to support public broadcasting.
This is my concern, because I do know of a couple of lawmakers in the Midwest that are going to defend, and Republicans that are going to be defending NPR and PBS.
Now, there are some stations, got a little station up in Alaska, got another little station here in Nevada that serve very few people, They have no local business. But how do they keep people informed as to what's going on? It's these little stations. Those stations, I have no problem with. But it is supporting massive radio station networks that are set up by that run out of Las Vegas and have no local staff to support the community. We're here. We're supporting the community. We're reporting on what's going on every day of the week. These guys, they're just on. And it's like, you know, send us your money because we're in your community. Well, what about us local little stations? Wasn't for our good advertisers, we wouldn't be here.
And that's it, Wyatt, is that all of the rest of us, we have to go out there and we've got to get, you know, sponsors. We have to provide a good product, a product that people are going to want to support, not that they're forced to. And that's what's really bothered me. And I'll tell you, and I would encourage people in other towns to do their research here. It's not just NPR and PBS. Our city council, City Hall in Memphis, they've got their own taxpayer-funded radio station and TV station, and the public school system here has their own radio station and TV station, not for the children, mind you, to learn how to do broadcasting, but it's all run by adults, no children interaction, and the whole point of that is to spew their propaganda. So I've got big problems with this, especially when so many cities are dealing with shortages in all these other areas, police, firefighters, you name it.
Now, the only point I can agree with, and I'm sure you can agree with it, these little bitty towns that are isolated, that have no media coming in at all, they got to have a way to talk to the town. That I got no problem with. That should be funded publicly, but not, you know, the whole NPR thing that they have going on now, where they've established these broad nets that come into rural Nevada and pipe the liberal message into deep red rural Nevada.
That's it. Wyatt, we got to leave it there, my friend. We're super late for a break, and, you know, they're yelling at me. You know how this goes.
Well, we got to pay the bills.
Got to pay the bills, my friend. Wyatt, we sure do appreciate you and all of your great listeners out there in Nevada.
All the best.
All right. Good man right there, ladies and gentlemen. Wyatt Cox from our great station, KELY. All right. We do have to take a break here. 901-260-5926. What do you think? Should our tax dollars be used to fund NPR and PBS? We'll be right back. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the best bed sheets ever. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Now, Mike is offering the best deal on his Giza Dream bed sheets. Any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can even get the Queens, Kings, Split Kings and Cal Kings, any size, any color, just $49.98. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 in merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Call 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS for the amazing offer of $49.98 on the Giza Dream Sheets, any size, any color. That number again, 1-800-839-8506, promo code STARNS. All right, I have just been informed by the lovely Miss Cassie that we do have a pair of VIP tickets. We have almost reached our cap on VIP tickets. VIP tickets for tonight's big book launch extravaganza. Incredible food, great jazz, me, even Dylan and Cassie are going to be, the whole crew's going to be here, and Ben Dieter's coming back from Washington. But if you would like a special VIP ticket, along with a guest, then give us a call, 901-260-5926. We'll take a caller number 3, 901-260-5926, and you will win a pair of VIP tickets to our incredible celebration tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're just excited to be able to share this great moment with you as we launch our national book tour from Memphis. By the way, Monday, I will be in New York City, And we have been granted an audience, so we'll be doing a half an hour interview, a sit-down interview with Eric Trump and Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr. So we'll be talking to the Trump boys there at Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in New York City. It's going to be a great conversation. It's going to be a great show coming up on Monday. All right, hang tight, everybody. Again, our number, and if you want in on the VIP tickets to tonight's big celebration, give us a call, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Congressman Zach Nunn from Iowa. Also, Congressman David Kustoff is going to drop by. Right now, though, I want to go to the phone lines. Mike from Eads, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. And Mike, congratulations, sir. I understand you just won a pair of VIP tickets.
Well, that's great, Todd. I'm looking forward to it. My wife and I will be there tonight, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you. I met you once before in Collierville, but I have to tell you, I'm still going to give you a hard time tonight.
Oh, boy.
You keep making fun of my Subaru still, though I don't have maroon hair.
Yeah, you know, I get the messages from the – we have a lot of Subaru drivers in the Todd Starnes Listening Show audience, and that's really not a euphemism for anything. We just have a lot of Subaru drivers, Mike.
I know you do. It's all in fun.
Right. No, give me a hard time. Give me a hard time, Mike. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Well, Mike, we are too. And, you know, one of the things that I just love about what we do here is we have the freedom to go out and do these kinds of events. And we really haven't done a large scale one here in Memphis. And we travel all over the country. And I thought, you know what? By golly, why don't we launch our book, our tour right here in the Memphis area? And I'm glad that people are responding. So we're excited to see you and whoever you bring tonight.
All right, Todd. Looking forward.
All right, Mike. All right. Congratulations. And that's Mike from Eads, Tennessee. Beautiful area, by the way, out there in Eads. All right. I have a question for you about a story. This caught my attention. Pam Bondi, and I've had some problems with the way things are being run over at the DOJ. They're doing great. Look, they're doing really great stuff, and then they're doing stuff that makes you go, what's going on over there? And there's really not a lot of wiggle room. So there are a lot of things that we're still waiting for. The Epstein files, the Epstein list. We're waiting for all the tapes. We're waiting for the JFK files. We're waiting for all the information surrounding the Trump assassination attempts. And we just really haven't gotten any of that information at all, period. And they've told us it's coming. And I got to tell you, I don't think it's coming. I really don't. And look, you can agree and say, you know what, that's not a bad thing at all, or you know what, they made promises, they need to deliver on those promises. But there's a story, and Pam Bondi has been on Fox News like around the clock. I mean, around the clock. I hope she's on the payroll over there. But she announced yesterday that the Justice Department had filed a civil rights lawsuit against a coffee shop in Oakland, California. Now, this coffee shop is owned by Palestinians. According to the allegations, the employees harassed and refused to serve people who are Jewish. Now, if that is true, that's a crime. That's against the law. You can't do that. And those people should be held accountable. But she went a step further, and this is where I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this.
The owner has a menu, and one of the items on the menu was named in honor of one of the October 7th terrorists. And Pam Bondi took issue with that. And that's part of the federal lawsuit and the federal complaint against this coffee company. And people are, as a matter of fact, here is Pam Bondi, cut number 11.
After the October 7th anniversary, that horrific day, the anniversary of October 7th, after that, they added new drinks to the menu. One was Sweet Sinwar, in honor, a tribute to the leader of Hamas, who tortured Jews, who orchestrated the October 7th attacks. That's the world in which we're living, that they do a drink honoring him and can't do that. And so we've sued them, and we're going to stop this from happening. And anywhere in the country, if you do this, we're coming after you. Cannot do this.
So the lawsuit alleges that on the first anniversary of the Hamas terrorist attacks, the coffee shop introduced two new menu items. One was called iced and tea fada. I don't think I'd be drinking that. The other, which is, of course, a reference to intifada. And the other is Sweet Sinwar, which is a reference to the former leader of Hamas. Now, here's the thing. I think that's the most heinous, atrocious, disgusting thing I've ever heard on a menu. But they have a right to do that. They have a right to sell products that are named after intifada and also terrorist leaders who want to kill Jews and Christians. They've got a Last time I checked my constitution, they've got a right to do that. And yet you just heard the attorney general of these great United States saying they do not have a right to have those kinds of things on the menu of the coffee shop. Now, look, we have been pretty open on this radio show that I am, yours truly, I'm a constitutionalist. That means you have a right to live your life how you want to live your life, as long as it doesn't interfere with anybody else's rights. Now, if you are a place that welcomes in the public and you have a public accommodation, then you have to let everybody in. If what Pam Bondi is doing here is putting every Christian-owned business in jeopardy, because I do believe that there were lawsuits waged for years by Christian bakers and Christian wedding photographers saying that they did not have to make the cakes and they didn't have to participate in same-sex wedding ceremonies. You can't have the government coming in. And what was happening in Colorado and in Washington State and Oregon, you had those government leaders coming in and telling the Christian business owners, you have to bake these cakes, you have to serve these customers, and you have to make these creations. So, ladies and gentlemen, I got a problem here. I think, look, if they're denying service to Jewish customers, that is against the law, and they should be held accountable. But really, we're going to file federal charges? We're going to file a federal lawsuit against this Palestinian-owned coffee company because of what they've got on the menu? That makes no sense to me. This seems like it's a big overstep, if you ask me, but it's also, this is going to cause a lot of problems with Christian business owners moving forward if the DOJ continues down this path. But again, my question is, really, Pam Bondi, is this the most pressing matter? Because she's out there doing press conferences on this, doing a Fox News Channel interview on this. Okay, I get it, but what about the Trump assassination attempts? Why don't we have any information about that, Pam Bondi? What's going on at DOJ right now? So I'm curious to hear your thoughts here. Do you believe the government should intervene and decide what goes on a menu inside a Palestinian coffee house? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I mean, what happens one day if Pam Bondi decides, you know what, I don't like what Todd Starnes is broadcasting on his local radio station in Memphis? Does Pam Bondi then have a right? Does Pam Bondi really have a right to come in and dictate what goes on my airwaves? I don't think so. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. Hope you're doing well today. Waiting on Congress to vote on some big bills. In the meantime, let's head over to Salem, Oregon. Jackie is hanging out with us on KYKN and wants to weigh in on this crazy coffee house story. Hi, Jackie. What's going on?
Hi. I just haven't really been spending a lot of time thinking about it, but it just, to me, in general, anytime there's a hate crime, depending on the severity of it, it should be illegal, I think. I mean, like, if there, for instance, if it's a menu, then fine them for promoting hate and make them take it off the menu. If it's actually, you know, hurting somebody, like the riots and stuff, then jail time. But I think that leaves the radio stations free because you guys aren't promoting hate, you're reporting news. So I think you guys are safe.
Well, but in all serious, but Jackie, just think about this. I mean, if you walk into a, you know, a coffee house, and first of all, if I walked into a coffee house and they weren't serving Jews, I'm turning around and walking back out. But if there's something on the menu that, you know, offends me, I'm just not going to order it. Why would we want the government to come in and determine what is and what is not offensive?
Well, I think it's promoting hate. Anything you're doing that is destructive, and that is destructive to me. I mean, that's just my opinion, and I'm just an everyday person. I'm nobody special. But, yeah, I think anytime anything hurts anybody else and is could be considered a hate crime, I think should be, you know, in some way accountable.
But what is a hate crime, Jackie? That's the thing, because the Constitution protects hateful speech.
I think anything hateful that is destructive to other human beings is a hate crime. It's just, like I said, severity, depending on what it is. If it's just something that needs to be stopped, then it should be a fine. Well, I mean, not just stopped, but you know what I mean, just words. But when it's physically destructive, physically hurting people, then it should be jail time, period, I think.
Here's where I'm at, Jackie. If, say, for example, you kill somebody and that person, let's just say there are two people that get killed by the same person. One person is a minority and you use a racially charged word when you shoot and kill that person. And then you shoot and kill the white person. Do you realize that under the federal government, under the law, it's more of a crime and you will be punished? There will be a stiffer punishment for killing the minority using that racially charged word in the process than it would killing a white person. That's the problem I have with this hate crime legislation. If you kill somebody, there's got to be hate in your heart one way or the other. So it ought to be, again, the law should be the same and it should be applied the same to everybody.
I agree that it should be applied the same to everybody because, you know, killing people is a hate crime.
It is. But again,
I think they should go to prison the rest of their lives when they kill somebody.
But let me ask you this. Should somebody go to jail for having a coffee beverage named after a Muslim terrorist?
Well, that's what I just said. That is a hate crime to me.
So the answer would be yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty common. I mean, I'm pretty average in how I think. I'm 74 years old, and usually, you know, I'm in agreement with the average population. But yes, I think if it promotes hate, like I said, it would be the difference between a fine and take it off the menu, or, you know, if it physically hurts somebody, then jail time.
You see, I would think that, like, a tofu burger, that would be an abomination and a hate crime against meat. But I wouldn't want somebody charged with a crime because of that. That's where you and I disagree, Jackie. And I'm going to let you go because we do want to work in some other calls. But I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you disagreeing with me. But folks, Jackie says that having that name on the menu should be considered a hate crime, and there should be some punishment attached. And Jackie says that she's a pretty normal person, and she seems to think that is the mainline thinking in the country. 901-260-5926 if you agree or disagree. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I'm serious about tofu. I think that is a hate crime. It's a crime against humanity. Let's go to Steve in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I completely agree with you. To me, this is kind of a no-brainer. And I think the explanation for why she did it may be as simple as she got sent a message that with all the crazy things the courts are ruling against Trump's authority and what's going on, the rulings in the court are getting a little out of balance versus left and right. She may have been told, hey, the courts need something to rule on, swing to the left, because I think particularly John Roberts, that's what's more important to him than anything, is he calls that the balance of justice, the scales of justice. We got to give so many rulings to the left and so many rulings to the right.
Yeah, Steve, again, they've got a lot of other things that should be on their plate. I'm not sure why Pam Bondi is making this a national story, and she's making it a national story. So this makes no sense to me. And I hear what Jackie was saying, but the reality is that a Democrat Justice Department could turn around and say everything that I say on the radio is hate crime, and they could come after me.
That's right. I mean, every call I make into you almost could be considered a hate crime.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I do take note of that, but I just try to be courteous, Steve.
Well, I'm not trying to hide anything.
No, clearly you're not. It's All right, Steve. Thanks for calling in, my friend. Let's go to John in Georgia, WDUN. Hey, John, what say you?
Hello, Todd. It's the first time I've called in, but I did want to respond to that caller's comments about, you know, things that offend people being a hate crime. And, you know, my problem with that is who defines that? And an example would be if, you know, if I'm a Christian and I have a Christian coffee shop and I have a Holy Spirit drink, you know, that could offend, you know, somebody who's not a Christian. So is that considered a hate crime? And is the government going to come and tell me, hey, you have to take the Holy Spirit coffee off the menu or you're going to be fined? So if you go down that road, it's a slippery slope and it can turn back against you just as quickly as it was, you know, for you in that situation. So I agree with you, Todd. I think that is a big overstep of the Justice Department, and we don't need to go down that road.
Yeah, John, I hear you, and I know it's a terrible thing, but you know what? The Constitution covers hate speech, and you don't have a right not to be offended in America. John, great call. Give us a holler back. Let's try to work in Kyle here, Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. Hey, Kyle, what say you?
Yeah, basically 2 points on that. One point being, I think that's a too dark of a road to be going down in terms of basically adding more material per se to hate crime, hate speech, and all that stuff. If you've been following, I'm sure you have, but if anyone else has been following what's been going on in the UK and in various nations in Europe for the past several years, they are getting really, really big on hate speech, hate crime over there. And it's pretty dark stuff. And I really do not want this country to go down that road. The other aspect to this is it's kind of, I feel if one side was going to go down that road, it wouldn't be per se the right. It would be per se more the left. I would see them kind of going down that road. So for Miss Bondi to be kind of going that direction. It just seems really strange. You'd think it would be
exactly. Kyle, I hate to do this because you're making excellent points. The computer is going to cut us off, but you're absolutely right. This is something you would expect the Democrats to be doing, not the Republicans. Kyle, hope to see you tonight at the big celebration, Germantown Baptist Church, 5:30 tonight, everybody. Hang tight. Hour two of the big show coming up next.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Busy day up on Capitol Hill, and we've got a busy day here as well. We're very excited about our book launch celebration. And let me tell you, we're going to be on the road quite a bit, doing the show on the road. So don't worry about that. But I do want to share with you some intel. This coming weekend, we're going to be in Tupelo, Mississippi, speaking to the Republican Party there. I'll be keynoting their big Trump birthday celebration. They're having a huge dinner. It's going to be a lot of fun with our Mississippi crowd. Then on Monday, I'll be at Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in New York City. We're doing a long-form sit-down interview with Don Trump Jr. and Eric Trump. That's going to be a lot of fun. From there, Wichita, Kansas, we're doing a big event there. Also speaking in Kansas City at the Kansas Republican Party meeting. And also I'll be speaking at the National Right to Life Convention. And then off to Washington, D.C. This is all in the month of June. Washington, D.C. at the Faith and Freedom Road to the Majority Conference and First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. So we're going to post all that info, all that intel for you on our website, toddstearns.com, so you can see all of that information. You know, it's interesting. President Trump just shared something, and I want to read this to you. It's on Truth Social. And the president looks like he may be getting ready to loosen up the crackdown on illegals. And here's what the president had to say, and I'll offer some thoughts here in just a second. The president says our great farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good longtime workers away from them, with those jobs being almost impossible to replace. In many cases, the criminals allowed into our country by the very stupid Biden open borders policy are applying for those jobs. This is not good. We must protect our farmers, but get the criminals out of the USA. Changes are coming. All right. So here we go. The president is about to ease up on his deportation policies. That's what's about to happen here. And I've been pretty straightforward on my belief that if you are here in this country illegally, if you cross over, and hear me on this, all right, let's just stop for a second and let's have a conversation about this. If you do not live in this country, you were not born in this country, and you cross our border illegally without permission, without proper documentation, I believe that makes you a criminal. Yes or no, ladies and gentlemen? And I also believe that if you are living in this country illegally, you should go back to your home country and you should apply to come here legally. That's my position. My position hasn't changed. But here's the problem. Most of the people out there working in the farms, working in the service industry, most of the people out there mowing your grass, Those people are illegals. And there's no way around this, but it appears that Donald Trump is about to work out some sort of an arrangement where those people are going to be able to stay in this country. Now, maybe it's fair to have that conversation. Okay, let's just say that you've got people and they have jobs. My question is, are they paying into Social Security? Do they have a Social Security card? If they're illegal and they do have a Social Security card, how do they get that card? Is that a case of fraud? Are they paying taxes? But the president clearly, this is beginning to have an impact. And let me say this, and I'm surprised the president did not mention this, the construction industry as well. I've been hearing reports, and I know we got a lot of guys that do construction that listen to the show, and maybe you guys can verify this information. But my understanding is a lot of illegals work in the construction industry, and they're running. They're out of there. I still hold to my position that we ought to have strict border policies, and if you're in the country illegally, you got to go. But I'm curious, do you support President Trump's change here? Because changes are coming. The president said it. Changes are coming. So do you support any changes to the president's immigration policies? Are you okay with having farmers, the farm workers and the hotel workers and the housekeepers and the construction workers staying in America? Now, if they do, there's got to be some sort of a process to make these people legal. But again, who gets screwed out of that? All the people trying to come to this country legally. I mean, I hear what the president's saying here. I get it. And I guarantee you the president's getting a lot of pushback from Republicans who own a lot of these big farms and these hotels and people in the service industry. Going back to a cold, hard reality here is that Donald Trump is not deporting that many people. Right now, the Trump administration, they're just not deporting enough people. Bill Clinton and Barack Obama deported more people than Donald Trump has. And I want to see that change. I want to see President Trump topping that list. All right, 901-260-5926. That little news item just crossing, so I wanted to share that with you. And folks, again, I know the president's got to be getting a lot of pressure. And I hear him. I do. But the reality is, this could be bad news for the Republicans in the midterms. I'm going to say, Dylan, I'll send you over some audio. The president is weighing in on this as well, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Last night, I had Congressman Zach Nunn from Iowa on my Newsmax show, and he's been weighing in on this chaos that's out there in many of these major American cities. Last night, the riots in Seattle and New York, off the charts. Just off the charts. Insane. At one point, there's a guy, and we have this video up on our socials. Go to my Facebook page, and you'll see the video of a guy just barreling into the crowd of Antifa activists and terrorists and saving an American flag from being burned. I mean, that's just incredible what this guy's doing out there. And God bless this man, this great patriot. But, man, they're causing all sorts of mayhem. And we had that conversation with Congressman Nunn. Let's listen in. Congressman, good to have you with us. So, look, I saw you on one of the other networks that nobody watches the other day. And they're hauling water for these folks, calling them mostly peaceful protest. What say you?
Well, Todd, we went on there, and one of these stations, I'll call it CNN, actually had it labeled as these were peaceful rallies. What we saw were violent protests, and but for President Donald Trump, they could have turned into very dangerous riots starting Sunday night and throughout the rest of this week. Look, let's remember where this all began. These were federal agents who were out there enforcing the law in sanctuary cities where they couldn't count on support from local law enforcement, and they came under direct attack from individuals in that community. And instead of standing with law enforcement, the men and women in blue, or the men and women in fatigues, and I'm a combat veteran, they decided to lock arms with those who would throw bricks, start fires, cause arson, and commit anarchy while waving foreign flags and burning American flags. That's the simple truth. The images show it to be true. And even our own commissioner from the Los Angeles Police Department has said this is a city under siege and our leadership is not telling the truth. But groups like CNN and others have continued to manifest this idea that somehow this is just a peaceful resistance against the Trump administration, who has been doing the right thing from day one. And Todd, let's not forget, the president tried to engage these cities all the way back in 2020 when he went to them. They ignored him, and Democrat cities burned to the ground. The reality is here, the president took the right step, and whatever some of the media want to say, the American people are seeing the truth. If Democrats follow the Newsom model, Democrats will be wiped out because they're seeing that Trump security works for this country.
Congressman, are you buying this notion that these are all organic grassroots protests, or do you believe that these might, quite frankly, be well-funded, well-planned-out riots?
Well, let me tell you this. I'm from Iowa, and I'm in one of the most competitive districts in the country, and I know for a fact that we have well-paid activists who show up to protest my office to the tune of several thousand while pushing out constituents who actually need casework, veterans, Social Security recipients, folks who are in need of help, but they'd rather pay protests to come and pitch a fit. I can't imagine that that type of bad behavior is any less evident than what we're seeing in downtown LA right now, where folks are waving Mexican flags, where folks are waving a foreign banner and watching cars burn and instigating, almost encouraging law enforcement to engage with them. But here's what I'm very proud of, and here's what I know, is that military men and women and those in uniform are going to do everything to keep their community safe, stand with Americans, both the shop owners, the business owners, and Los Angelesians, as well as Americans who want a safe community here. And I want to give a specific salute to those first-generation Americans and those who came here legally, that they're calling these guys out, and they're highlighting the fact that these aren't indigenous people to L.A. They've been brought in, they've been paid for, and they're intentionally trying to stoke violence in their community, and they're saying no more.
And yeah, Congressman, you've got folks like that, like a Katy Perry. She's out there now, and she's all riled up. She says that, look, this is their land, as if we somehow should pack up our bags and go someplace else. I don't get that sort of reasoning.
No, I think this is an attempt by several in the pop art industry to try and capitalize on the tragedy that's befalling a great city. The president said it himself, Los Angeles is one of America's great cities. We've got many across the area, but that also means they're cities of rule of law. And unfortunately, both the mayor and now the governor have decided that a sanctuary city somehow trumps the rights of the people who live in that community to have protection, to have safety. And tragically, we're putting law enforcement in the impossible position of trying to police an environment where their own government is on the other side of that protest line. But for, and again, thank God for, President Trump, who I think took a very bold stand with J.D. Vance and Secretary Hegseth to defend these communities when no one else would. We saw what happened when no one stood in the breach, and those Democratic blue cities and states burned down.
They sure did, and Trump was making sure that did not happen again, at least in Los Angeles. So up on Capitol Hill right now, by the way, Dylan, do we have that audio? All right, I want to play this, and then we're going to go to the this other angle of the story involving the governors up on Capitol Hill testifying. This is President Trump just a few moments ago.
Farmers are being hurt badly by, you know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that. We can't take farmers and take all their people and send them back because they don't have maybe what they're supposed to have, maybe not. And you know what's going to happen and what is happening? They get rid of some of the people because, you know, you go into a farm and you look and people don't, they've been there for 20, 25 years and they've worked great and the owner of the farm loves them and everything else. And then You're supposed to throw them out. And you know what happens? They end up hiring the people, the criminals that have come in, the murderers from prisons and everything else. So we're going to have an order on that pretty soon, I think. We can't do that to our farmers. And leisure, too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
So my question, you just heard it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, and I read you what President Trump wrote on True Social. Do you have a problem with this? Are you okay with President Trump stepping back and saying, you know what, maybe we do need to let all of the illegals stay in America who are working on the farms, working at the hotels, working in the service industry, cleaning our bathrooms. Maybe those people should stay and the others should go. That's what the president is suggesting here. So the question is, how does this play out? And who gets to decide which illegals stay and which illegals go? Now, I think we can all agree that the ones that are raping and murdering people, they got to go. They got to go yesterday. But what about everybody else? Where do you draw the line here? And again, I hear what the president said, but you're telling me that you own a farm and you've got people working on your farm for 20 years. You know that they're not, that they have no documentation. They're here in the country illegally and you still employ them and you're making money off of them. Should at least the farmers and a lot of these other business owners, should they bear some responsibility here? All right, we're going to take a quick break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Welcome back. It is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I was just checking President Trump's Truth Social page. Man, President Trump is getting a lot of blowback right now from people saying, you know what, that's not what I voted for, Mr. President. And it's not what I voted for either, Mr. President. But again, the issue for me is start paying good wages and maybe some of these Americans will go out and get these jobs. And if we don't, if we're that lazy as a society that we don't, and by the way, somebody pointed this out as well, and I know we have a lot of farmers that listen to the show. Most of the farmers are out there saying, hey, a lot of this work is actually being done by machines and not human hands. So the argument they're making is that the hotel and leisure industry and some of these farming companies don't want, that they want cheap labor. That's what this is really all about. Anyway, President Trump says changes are coming, and clearly it looks like the administration is going to go soft on immigration. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926, Gary, Texas City, Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Gary, what say you?
Actually, Todd, I don't think it's a good idea. You know, I got a couple dogs in the fight. I'm actually a small business owner. My wife is here legally from Colombia, and I understand people want cheap labor, but I've only voted twice in my life, the last two elections for Trump, actually three when Trump lost. And if he goes through with this, I'm done. I'm done with politics because I thought he was going to help us like he said and campaigned on.
Gary, how would this hurt you as a business owner?
Well, it hurts me in the fact that I don't hire them. So people that I compete against, they actually can do the job a lot cheaper. And if I don't bid jobs that require all legal citizens, I can't get a job. I can't win any bids. We can't do it that cheap.
You know, I'm wondering what the president's – I don't want to speak for the president at all. I'm literally – I mean, we played what he said. I read what he wrote. But I do wonder if the change could be something like you've got 30 days to apply to become a legal citizen of America, or, you know, you got to be. I'm wondering if that may be what he's thinking about doing.
I don't know, but it's tough because I know me and my wife, we have friends of ours that are actually illegal, and they're good people. They're great people, and my heart goes out to them. But in the same token, if we reward bad behavior and keep moving the goalposts, people like me are just going to throw our hands up and say, look, man, I've had enough of this so-called politics stuff. I'm just going to go back with my head in the sand and let them do what they're going to do. They're going to do it anyways.
Gary, I hear you, man. And you're right. I mean, from a business perspective, it's almost impossible for you to compete with guys that are out there getting the cheaper labor because they're able to get those same products out there cheaper as a result of it. All right, Gary, hate to do this. I've got to cut you off here for a break, but Gary, hang in there. Let's see what the president's going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, your reaction to this news. President Trump taking a different look now at immigration deportation. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Farmers are being hurt badly by, you know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that. We can't take farmers and take all their people and send them back because they don't have maybe what they're supposed to have, maybe not. And you know what's going to happen and what is happening? They get rid of some of the people because, you know, you go into a farm and you look and people don't, they've been there for 20, 25 years, and they've worked great, and the owner of the farm loves them and everything else, and then you're supposed to throw them out, and you know what happens? They end up hiring the people, the criminals that have come in, the murderers from prisons and everything else. So we're going to have an order on that pretty soon, I think. We can't do that to our farmers, and leisure too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
All right. There was the president just moments ago at a bill signing up in Washington. The president announcing changes coming very soon to his fierce immigration policies and really very aggressive immigration policies that were sending a lot of illegals back across the border. Now the president says he's going to revisit all of that. And that is certainly a dramatic change in policy. You just heard from one of our listeners in Texas who said, hey, look, as a small business owner, if the president does this, then he's done. That he will, you know, he will not be getting support from at least this man in Texas. I want to bring into the conversation our great friend, Republican strategist and attorney Luke Symbol. Luke, good to have you with us. And you mentioned you heard the news as you were driving into the studio.
I was listening to your show like I do daily, Todd, and you got my blood pressure up. Thank you for alerting us. And I know folks all across the country now are being alerted that we need to hold the line here, folks. If you are a MAGA supporter, if you are an American First supporter, reach out to your representative, reach out to your senator, reach out to the Trump administration. Give a call to the line, email the Trump administration and say, we voted for mass deportations. When Trump was speaking across the country during this latest campaign, thousands of people were holding signs that said mass deportations now. This issue has never been more popular. We see Trump's Rasmussen polling is showing that Trump's approval rating is going up despite the mainstream media attacking him every single day and blaming riots on him across the country about immigration. This is a popular issue with the American people, and we must continue. And what this is about is wages, is that hotels, farms do not want to pay wages that the American people need to work these jobs. They want to undercut. It is illegal to hire somebody in the country illegally, and we have got to keep focused.
And with all due respect to the president, his rationale here is, all right, we're hiring illegals, and those illegals are losing their jobs because of other illegals. And I'm like, this makes absolutely no sense to me. But when you look at the Axios story, Luke, you've got Congressman Tony Gonzalez, Republican out of Texas, saying, Mr. President, you got to focus on, this is his quote, focus on convicted criminal illegal aliens instead of a milker of cows. Congressman David Velladio of California, who represents a big swath of farming country, saying the same thing, says we need to overlook the hardworking people who have lived peacefully in the valley for years. But they're illegal, Luke. They're not supposed to be here.
Reagan's biggest mistake when he was president was granting amnesty to farm workers. That program, it was the same rationale that Donald Trump just spoke about today. That program was taken advantage of. That program led to millions more illegals becoming citizens. It flipped California blue. It flipped Colorado blue. It is a Republican will never be elected nationally again if we are legalizing the number of illegal immigrants that we have working on farms across the country. We cannot mass deportations now, folks. Reach out to your representative.
I was reading a survey somewhere. There are 57 congressional districts that would swing to the Republicans if we did not have all of the illegals in those districts.
Yep. We have got to stay strong on this. And look, I understand Trump is empathetic. He cares about people. He cares about businesses. I don't know who spoke to him last before he issued this statement or this Truth Social, but Stephen Miller, J.D. Vance, Don Jr., give President Trump a call and just remind him that this issue is so popular, despite what the mainstream media is saying, despite what a few large employers are saying, despite what a couple Hispanic legislators are saying. Stay strong. Stay strong. We support you.
That's what gets me here is all of the polling data, even in the throes of all the chaos in Los Angeles, an overwhelming number of the people, American people, support these deportation proceedings. And again, they're boasting about 3,000 people a day being deported. But Luke, when you do the math, look at Bill Clinton, look at Barack Obama. They lead the modern day presidents in deportations. Those numbers have to be north of 10,000 a day if they're going to meet Bill Clinton and Barack Obama's numbers.
And what we have to remember is that these number of illegal immigrants that are working illegally on American farms and in American hotels are depressing the wages for everyday legal Americans, legal immigrants who are here, American citizens, and it is hurting them. Our most vulnerable communities are having to compete with them for jobs, and that is unfair.
Luke, let's take a call here. George is listening to us in North Carolina. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Todd, appreciate the interest. I think we could make this a little easier. I think if they passed a national minimum wage on some of these illegals that are in the country, and then if they have been here over 5 years and they have a Social Security number, then this is probably a good idea. It would clear out and straighten up a lot of this mess. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Well, George, thank you for that call. Luke?
George, thanks for the call. I don't know that I agree with you, and here's why. Wages will naturally rise if illegal immigrants are not stealing jobs from American workers. Again, we know that the mass numbers of people coming into the country depreciates wages. It increases housing costs. When you're looking at some of these small communities across the country, I'm from a rural area in Western New York. These housing prices have gone up so much. Americans cannot afford to buy homes because there are so many migrants moving into the area. We have got to take care of Americans first. And that is what the MAGA movement represents. That is what the American First movement represents. And look, I have to say, I do think that this movement is bigger than Donald Trump. We saw that after Donald Trump came into office early in 2025. He was complimenting at the White House these pharmaceutical CEOs, and the room actually booed. And so what that did was alerted Donald Trump, wait a minute, my folks don't like the pharmaceutical CEOs right now. They don't like the jab. They don't like being taken advantage of. Let's remind our president again. Look, I supported Donald Trump in 2015 before it was cool, in the primary before it was cool, very early on when he came down that golden escalator. President Trump, we are asking you to stay strong on this issue. Americans want mass deportations now. Continue the fight. It is popular with the American people, no matter what the mainstream media says, no matter what a couple legislators are saying, no matter what a couple large employers are saying. Let's put Americans first.
Yeah, it does make you wonder who's in the president's ear on this, and if in fact he's got a numbers problem going on in Congress. But there's no legislation dealing with immigration right now. So I would just say keep doing it. Let's go to Bruce in Buford, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a couple quick comments on your subject, what you're on right now with the president. But I don't know if you have the number available to the White House. You need to have every one of your listeners to be calling that number and letting President Trump know this is a mistake. If you came into this country illegal, I don't care if you've been here 2 years or 20 years and you've been good. What have you done to make yourself legal? You've done nothing. You've hid under the radar. You haven't paid taxes, or you've worked under a different name. Whatever it was, you need to do it legal. And all these companies, I don't care how many employees they lose, hire Americans, hire somebody that wants to do it. And for him to say that the illegals will take the jobs, the criminals and stuff, they don't want to work an honest day's job. They will not take those jobs. That is not going to happen. I don't know who told them that that would happen. If you're here illegally, and the same thing with a young girl in Georgia that was pulled over for the traffic stop about to graduate. She's not a four-year-old or a five-year-old. She's old enough to know what has she done to get and make herself legal. And they don't do that. They just keep hiding. Every one of them needs to be out and then come back in legally.
Mm. All right. Yeah, Bruce, it's a great point. And again, I would work those phones. I would also call your elected members of Congress and tell them to hold the line as well on this. By the way, Governor Kathy Hochul, you have got the governors up testifying up on Capitol Hill, and they are getting new wazoos ripped by the minute. Governor Kathy Hochul, this is not all that surprising. It's still shocking. She says that she has absolutely no idea how many illegals currently live in New York State. She says there's no way to track how many illegals live in New York State or how much free aid, and by free aid, that's taxpayer funding, how much taxpayer money these illegals are getting right now.
We know that they get a lot. They qualify for SNAP benefits. They qualify, you know, English as a second language at our public schools. Billions and billions of dollars across the country are being spent because of this mass migration problem, largely illegal immigrants. And we have got to, like you said, Todd, reach out to your representatives. If you don't know who that is, just Google who is my representative. Contact their office in Washington, D.C. Contact their office locally. And I promise you, it works. I have lots of friends who work up on the Hill. I used to live in Washington, D.C. for a period of time. They listen when the phone lines start ringing like crazy, when they start getting the emails. But you're right. Elise Stefanik had a great questioning time with Governor Hochul. And again, I grew up for a lot of my life in Western New York. And so I appreciate Elise Stefanik being willing to hold Governor Hochul to the feet to the fire on these illegals that are committing heinous crimes and are being shielded by the New York State government, who are not turning these folks over to ICE.
The president's got to slam the brakes on this. The problem is he can't say that he was misunderstood or misquoted because he wrote it, right, and he said it. But somebody wrote something, and I'm just shocked. Over almost 3,000 people commenting on his Truth Social, and 98% of them are like, Mr. President, you can't do this. Someone wrote this, and this is a great point. People who complain that they are losing illegal labor belong in jail, Mr. President. This is a terrible look, and we'll have many leftists saying you're only doing it because you own hotels and you love illegal immigrant labor if it helps the industries you make money from. Please don't take the bait, sir. Increase visas for low-skill immigrant labor if needed seasonally, but please don't back off on the deportations.
That's right. And again, we have to remember that an illegal alien is taking the job of an American, and this is all about employers not wanting to pay higher wages that will go to Americans.
And we just had a guy call on from Texas, Texas City, Texas, and he said he's a business owner. He says he can't compete. He only hires legals.
Right.
But the problem is, yeah, that's the law. But he can't compete against these other companies that are hiring cheaper labor and getting the same products out cheaper.
Right. It's hurting small business owners that are following the law, that are doing things by the books, that are hiring Americans, that are not illegally hiring illegal aliens. What about them? How about we ignore these large business hotels that are apparently hiring illegals? Let's start arresting those business owners then. Tom Homan, Stephen Miller, Don Jr., call the president. Let's talk
That's
to
it.
Him.
Can you stick around for another second? All right, hang tight. We've got Luke Symbol, Republican strategist and attorney with us. Your calls, ladies and gentlemen. Do you support the change the President Trump wants to make, softening the deportations? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back. Luke Symbol joining us in studio today, Republican strategist and attorney, and you're going to be at the big book launch celebration tonight.
Luke. I am so excited. I think it's going to be a packed house. Everyone, I've gotten multiple texts about it today to make sure I showed up.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
going to
excited.
Be the hottest,
I'm going to buy several books.
The hottest conservative party in town.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
I think people are going to come from all over.
I love that. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Sarge in Jackson, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Hey, Sarge, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Big-time listener. I listen to you every day at lunch. And just wanted to come give my 2 cents worth on President Trump. Sounded like he's wanting to loosen the grip a little bit on the deportation of the illegal thugs.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Sarge?
It doesn't sit too well with me. I voted for him on one of those big issues just like that. I think if you're here illegally, you're a criminal, you got to go. All the service and food workers that are out there, too bad, so sad, you got to go. Try to come back in the right way. And it's taking jobs away from Americans that would work those jobs. It's not going to sit good with a lot of people that voted for President Trump, even if it was just for that one issue alone.
That's a fair thought, Sarge. And Luke, again, Sarge brings up a great point. The argument has always been, well, there just aren't Americans willing to pick lettuce in the fields or milk a cow.
Yeah, that's because the wages are so depressed. They're paying pennies on the dollar for what Americans will do. That we have got to focus on Americans first. And Sarge, I agree with you. You know, Donald Trump said, well, this we're going to use common sense. Well, common sense tells me that when you are elected, when you at all of your rallies across the country last year, thousands and thousands of people holding signs that say mass deportations now. I think the people want mass deportations.
Completely agree with that. Let's try to work in one more caller here for this hour. Candy in Georgia. Hi, Candy. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Thank you so much. Listen, I'm for mass deportations. President Trump does not need to get soft on this issue. He needs to keep the promises that he made. And these farm workers and whatever, if they're on these big farms, they have a lot of machines to get all the crops in. Plus, a lot of them are being housed on the big farms and that sort of thing. They need to send them back if they want to get an expedited process, if they've got a clear record or whatever, get them back. But they need to go back like he promised to do. And that's just the way I feel about it. If he goes back on his word, it's going to hurt the country. It's going to hurt him. It's going to hurt the House and the Senate. We may lose control, and that's just what the Democrats want. He needs to stick to his promises. They need to go back. They are here illegally. They know they are. The farmers know they are. They need to do it the right way, period.
Candy, well said. Thank you for calling in. And, Luke, the political ramifications, the midterms.
Yes. What we know is that this is hugely popular with the American people, is mass deportations. And I really believe that this rioting happening across the country is only hurting Democrats' chances in the midterms. You know, I was listening to a show this morning, and they brought up a great point. The Kent State Massacre, or the where the students were shot in 1970, they were protesting. The federal government came in. Some students got hurt. Nixon was elected 2 years later in a landslide. Stay strong, President Trump.
Yeah, gotta work those phones, ladies and gentlemen. Luke Symbol, great to see you, sir. Great commentary.
Thanks for having me,
Todd.
We'll
see you tonight. Folks, we will see you as well. If you're in the Memphis area, drop by Germantown Baptist Church, 5:30 tonight, our big book launch celebration. Hang tight. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. An honor, a true honor to have you with us today. A lot of breaking news, a lot of moving parts. We are waiting on the House to vote on defunding NPR and PBS. We'll bring that to you when it happens. Then President Trump sort of threw a wrench into things just a little while ago when the president announced that he is going to be making some major changes to his deportation, his mass deportation plan. And it looks as though the president is going to figure out a way to save all of the illegal aliens working in the farming industry, working in the service industry as well. And I would not be surprised if construction is included in there. That has generated a lot of outrage. And I think, well, not really outrage as shock right now, but the reality is that many of you, many of us, voted for President Trump on this one particular issue. We have got to deport those who came here illegally. That just has to be done. And the only fair and equitable thing to do is send everybody back to where they came from, and then they can apply to come here the legal way. Otherwise, what does it say to everybody who has applied to come here legally and is still waiting to get into the country legally? But again, in the last hour, we heard Luke Symbol, an attorney and a Republican strategist, and I thought he did a terrific job pointing out how the illegals are hurting the wages for average American-born citizens, legal citizens, and how illegal immigration is hurting small business owners who just simply cannot compete with the cheap labor. So the question, ladies and gentlemen, should the president reconsider? Should the president reconsider his mass deportation plan, or do you want to see him double down and say, you know what, everybody's got to go. Round them up, send them back. Now, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. And we'll be taking your calls on this. Right, I will tell you that just MAGA world is just stunned. And the concern I would have is the midterm elections. We've got a lot of things happening in this country, and we cannot afford to lose the midterms. The House of Representatives is very capable of doing that on its own. But I'm afraid if the president decides to soften his approach here on the immigration issue, that it could very well come back and hurt him in the midterms. A couple of thoughts. Certainly, there are lawmakers that are very upset about the immigration policies and what the president's plan, and they want to see the president soften his position. The concern may be that the president just doesn't have the numbers in the House anymore. That could be an issue. The other is that there could be people with his administration who are suggesting that the president is coming across as heavy-handed as a result of these immigration raids. I would contend that the president is doing exactly what I voted for him to do, which was to get the illegals and get them out of our country. And I don't mean this in a harsh way at all. I truly don't. I know it sounds harsh, but we have to be compassionate about all of this. And the compassionate thing is to send everybody back. And if you want to come here legally, you should come here legally. Who knows what the president's plan is going to be? I was talking to a good friend of the program during the break, and he suggested that it may be where we give a grace period of maybe 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or even a year, and say, okay, you have a year to become a legal citizen of America, and if you don't, then you get deported. I would contend if that happens, it's just not going to work. I don't think that's going to work. Let's go to Denise in Florida. Denise, what say you?
Hi.
Hi there, Denise. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling because I believe that President Trump should keep his deportation policy.
What do you say to the president, though? Because he says, you know what, he's hearing it from the people who own the farms and the hotels, and they need the illegal alien labor.
Well, this is my thought. My thought is that for all the people who are working in this country and they're here illegally, if they have like from their employers, if they have a good word from their employers, I think that they should all be registered. If they can come up and they can be registered and they want to stay in this country, if they don't have any police record or criminal history of any kind, I think that they should be allowed to get a temporary visa, make it right in this country. If you're not going to do that, then I think you should be deported.
Denise, we appreciate you calling in, and thank you for that. Let's go to Georgia. WDUN, Donovan is on the line. All right, Donovan, what do you tell the president?
Well, I tell him he's doing a heck of a job, and that, you know, maybe these people need the right Social Security cards. They need everything legal for a change, making sure they got fingerprinted, make sure everything's in order. I also agree with you on the issue about the farmers and such that should stand up for these people since they've been honored with them for so many years, and maybe help them out if they need it. Otherwise, if they're bad people, we need to get them out of the country. And I agree 100% with Mr. Trump and you too, Todd.
Donovan, it really pains me when the president does something like this, because I do support the president, and I voted for this man because of his immigration position. And that's, I'm just disappointed to see the president backing off. I'm not surprised though, because when you look at the media coverage, somebody in that White House was telling the president, "You're looking heavy-handed, Mr. President."
Well, I agree with that too, Todd, but I also agree that, Mr. Trump is a very smart man, and he may be just putting it out there in the water and seeing what happens after that, because I don't think he wants to back down at all. I think he really, truly wants to, make sure everybody's safe in our country, just like I voted for him as well. But that's basically what I wanted to say, except you're doing a heck of a job. And it's always nice hearing from you as well as me talking to you.
Well, Donovan, you're very kind to say that. And we certainly appreciate you listening to our friends at WDUN. And I know we're trying to work out something. We can get over there and do a book signing. It's kind of become a tradition to do a book signing there in Gainesville. So we'll keep you updated on those developments. Thank you for calling in, though. Let's go to Ed in Canyon Lake, Texas, listening to us on AM 920. That would be Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind?
Todd, good to talk to you. Todd, I'm concerned about, watching out for the long game here, because come 2030, there's going to be the census, and whoever is here legally is going to get counted in that census, and that's going to skew the apportionment of the legislative seats coming on. I think that's the long game that we need to be careful with.
And I'm just going to say this, and let's just say the president does give maybe a one-year trial. You've got 1 year to become a legal citizen. Ed, we live in a nation that has short-term memory, and I can tell you that year will come and go. And by and large, do you really think that all these illegals are going to follow through and do what the president asked?
No, so let's get them out now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And again, Ed, the numbers game, and this is why I was getting a little nervous, because they've been touting this 3,000 illegals a day they've been deporting. That's not good enough. I mean, when you're looking at the numbers from Clinton and Obama, and look, I know they had 2 terms. They had 8 years. We don't have 8 years. And we have got to be serious about getting these illegals out, and those numbers need to be about 8,000 to 10,000 a day if we're going to be able to keep pace.
I agree. Keep calling that out. Keep calling that out, Todd. You're right on the mark.
All right. Well, Ed, thank you for calling in. All right, folks, here's the deal. I've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. A reminder, tonight, 5:30, we would love for you to join us. If you're in the Memphis area, come out to our big book launch celebration. We want to have a big send-off as we begin our national book tour, and we want you to be a part of that. Also, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. That's right, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. We've got an amazing show lined up for you. Tony Perkins, Congressman Mike Collins, among many others. Newsmax, by the way, just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. Millions are joining the news revolution. That's right. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters calling it one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans. You're right. 40 million Americans watching Newsmax. Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, so many more. Download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone. You can start watching right now. President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. And get the free Newsmax app. You can also check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Just go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, folks, welcome back. And I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend and my congressman, David Kostoff from Tennessee, joining us. Congressman, sounds like you guys are having a pretty insanely busy day up on Capitol Hill.
You know, it's Donald Trump has got us working really hard, and that's what we should be doing. And so later today, we expect a vote on rescissions. Now, this is money, Todd, that was previously appropriated but never spent. Money for USAID, money for NPR, money for PBS. So this is also a function of DOGE, which obviously has been very helpful, not only to Congress but certainly the American people, to see the waste and the fraud and the abuse that's gone on in the federal government. So this is going to be an important vote. Again, this is a vote is called rescission, and
right,
that's taking back money that had been previously approved but never gone out the door and can go back to the U.S. Treasury.
And again, this is how, and there was so much confusion in the spending bill, and people were saying, well, how come, you know, PBS and NBC, that's because they couldn't be. That's a separate piece of legislation, and you guys are tackling that separately. These are the, Congressman, these are part of the DOGE cut recommendations. Is that right?
That's right. And again, DOGE uncovered. They uncovered this money and part of the money that Elon had found throughout his 130 days working for the federal government. And we appreciate the work that he did. And again, I think it shined a light for the American people. And frankly, Todd, a lot of members of Congress didn't know about this money. So we applaud him, and we'll hopefully take this vote later this afternoon in the House of Representatives.
By the way, Congressman, and we're going to be posting this video. It should be posted in the next 2 seconds up on our Facebook page. There was a very disturbing situation happening. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem holding a press conference, and Senator Alex Padilla from California, the Democrat, just lunged at the secretary, and he had to be forcefully and physically removed from the room by security forces. This is getting insane. The language, the vitriol coming from the other side of the aisle when it comes to these immigration agents.
Well, certainly, you know, we've seen this type of activity, well, from the time that Donald Trump was elected to the time he took the oath of office. We see it around the country. Obviously, we've seen it. These terrible images that we've seen from California starting late last week and into the weekend, and to your point, we're seeing it from some elected officials in the federal government and across the country. And you know, the fact of the matter is, when the shoe's on the other foot, we didn't see Republican elected officials act like this during the Biden administration. They just don't know what to do, Todd. Yeah, and it's a reminder, we've got 2 years, okay? Every election is not guaranteed. We've got 2 years to really accomplish a lot of these big things and a lot of the priorities that Donald Trump campaigned on. And when we've talked, and I've talked to you on your show, about the one big beautiful bill which we have passed in the House, which, again, those are the Donald Trump priorities, from tax to energy policy to the border, all in this one bill. It's so important that we get it done. It's so important that we get it done now. We've got a deadline of July 4th to try to get it on President Trump's desk for a signature. And maybe, Todd, that slips by a few days or a week or so, but hopefully we can get it done by July 4th, because we don't know what the next 2 years bring. And so I've told everybody, you know, whether it's the Senate, the House, obviously Donald Trump gets 4 years. We need to keep majority control both in the House and in the Senate, because if we were to lose one or the other, the House or the Senate, the behavior that you just talked about, they're going to take that out on Donald Trump. And we saw that in the last 2 years of the first Trump administration when he was raked over the coals with two impeachments.
You know, Congressman, real quick here, President Trump announcing at a bill signing and also writing on True Social, he's looking at making some major changes to the deportation plan. Looks as though he's going to be making a move to protect farm workers and people in the service industry. Have you guys been given any indication that changes may be coming there from the congressional side?
No, and you know, obviously there's some things that he can do administratively without going through Congress. You know, I look at this last election, though, it's a little bit different from what you just asked, but you know, it was really a giant reset. We saw people who traditionally don't vote Republican, who do vote Republican. I look at, even though immigration, Donald Trump would tell you that immigration and the border, in his opinion, was the most important issue when voters were looking at whether to vote for him. And then you look at the exit polls and whatnot, and Donald Trump got 46%. I remind people, he got 46% of Latino voters, which is larger than Ronald Reagan, it's larger than George W. Bush. The people who are here legally and lawfully, and I don't care who they are, what race, what nationality, what have you, they don't support unlawful immigration, and they want people here the right way. And I applaud that, and that's the way the majority of the people in my district feel.
All right. Well, Congressman, I know you're busy. We're going to have to leave it there. We've got a break coming up here that we've got to take, but we're very excited as the owner of a privately owned radio station. Thank you for defunding NPR and PBS. I never could understand why my money was going to fund those guys, my competition.
Hey, Todd, best of luck to you this evening with the book signing. I know we're excited about it. People in our community are excited about it. It's going to be a great time, and I'll be on an airplane, but I'll be with you in spirit.
Well, you're very kind, Congressman, and we look forward to seeing you back in the district very soon. The great Congressman David Kustoff, everybody. Got to take a break. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Break it down for you, all right? And if somebody wants to know what I mean by turn violent, all right, this is what I mean. If you resist lawful orders, you're going to jail. Let me be very clear about that. If you block an intersection or a roadway in Brevard County, you are going to jail. If you flee arrest, you're going to go to jail tired, because we are going to run you down and put you in jail. If you try to mob rule a car in Brevard County, gathering around it, refusing to let the driver leave, in our county, you're most likely going to get run over and dragged across the street. If you spit on us, you're going to the hospital and in jail. If you hit one of us, you're going to the hospital and jail, and most likely get bitten by one of our big, beautiful dogs that we have here. If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at, because we will kill you graveyard dead. We're not going to play.
Oh, I like this guy. You look, this guy's serious. You don't want to mess around with Florida. That is one of the sheriffs down in Florida. And he said, look, you want to try violence against a member of law enforcement? You're going to be graveyard dead. Now, for those of you in Nebraska, that means really dead. You're like, really, you're not breathing. Yeah, you're pushing up daisies. I like this. And by the way, this is how you have to deal with all of this stuff, right? No more coddling of the criminals. And I have often wondered, I see these people and they get caught up in the, in the mobs. They're in their cars and they're allowing they're getting rocked side to side. They're bashing in the windows. They're trying to pull the motorist out of their vehicles. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why God gave you a gas pedal. Put the pedal to the metal. This is why we have four-wheel drive. Boop, diddy, boop, boop, boop. I'm just saying. I think that is Christ-like. I think that is the Christian thing to do. Right? Let's go to the phone lines. Angie in Gainesville, Georgia, wants to weigh in on Trump and the illegals. All right, Angie, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, real quick, I wanted to congratulate you on tonight. We are all supporting you here from Georgia. We're just so excited for you.
Thank you.
Before I get cut off and before I get yelled at, I'm going to stir the cauldron, okay? It all starts with the American people. The American people think that they are so entitled that they do not want to work. They do not want to get out here in the field. They do not want to do any of this stuff. And it all starts with the politicians who own businesses that want to hire the illegal immigrants for cheaper labor. So, in my opinion, Trump needs to deport every single illegal immigrant, start them over, make the American people and our age group and below, which I'm the same age as you, Todd, make them all go out, get away from their computers, get these kids that are between the ages of 18 and 30 off of all this AI, and turn it back into a real country. If we keep bringing in infrastructure from other countries all over this state that we live in, where we have 174 employees, but it holds 6,000 and it's got 5,500 or more Koreans or Mexicans or this or that, this is not helping the American people. The American people are so spoiled that if they got paid for what they thought they were worth, they would all be billionaires. Now you can yell at me.
Why would I yell at you, Angie? I'm agreeing with you. I'm privately saying, go, Angie. Go. No, I'm with you 1,000%, Angie. I think this is the way to do it. You know, again, it's if you're going to put Americans first, put Americans first. But letting some of the illegals stay because, they're nice guys or because they've been here for 20, 25 years, that's not putting America first.
No, but Americans need to put Americans first.
Yes.
Instead of being a spoiled nation or a country and think that they're worth billions of dollars. We got people out here that won't work for $15 an hour because they think they're worth 50.
Oh, that's true. I don't know. Preach. You're preaching to the choir here on that. I hear you.
I just wanted to put my 2 cents in, and I'm with Trump 100%. There's 90% of things that I do agree with on Trump. 10%, there's a gray area. Our veterans need to be taken care of first and foremost. Our military needs to be taken care of first and foremost. And there is a gray area for people with disabilities that can't get out and do things.
Yep.
Until somebody's been in those shoes, nobody will understand it.
Yeah,
but all
well
said. Able-bodied American workers that don't want to work for $15 an hour, to me, $15 an hour is better than $0 an hour.
Angie, I'm going to say something that's going to be a little controversial, but I think it needs to your point. I do wonder if we're living above, all of us are living above what we're really supposed to be living like. I mean, most of us grew up, and I would say there was that tiny little percentage of people who had the big mansions. Now everybody's got a mansion. Everybody's got a swimming pool. Mom and dad both working two jobs, bringing in, six, seven-figure jobs. Do we really need all, again, this goes back to, are we living above what we ought to be living like?
I'm agreeing with you 100%. Material things can be made every day of the week.
Yeah.
Every time we go anywhere, even to an American-made store, it says made in USA. You flip it over, and it says parts from China. So, and
yep.
Yes, we are living in a time, and I cannot wait till I meet my Jesus Christ whenever it is time for me to go, because I want to see his Rolex, I want to see his Cadillac, and I want to see his swimming pool.
And his private jet.
And his private jet.
Private That's it. All right. Angie, good hearing from you. Thank you. And look, Angie dropping some truth bombs. That's what she's doing. Let's go to Uncle Don. Uncle Don's calling from West Memphis, Arkansas, listening to us on KWAM. Uncle Don, how's it going?
It's going great, Todd. And can I say one more time how excited everyone is in the Mid-South area around Memphis, Tennessee about this afternoon?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Wonderful. I had just two quick observations, and I'll get out of your way, okay? One is there's a lot of excesses that have kind of warped my perception of things. One is the way government particularly talks about money to the extreme that I, as a senior citizen, I can't relate to it. I can relate to hundreds and maybe even thousands, but when you talk about not millions, but billions, enough money to make Uncle Scrooge look like a pauper, I can't relate to that anymore. You know, does everything cost that much? Is that really the way the world is, or is that the way politicians waste money?
You know, it's a great question, Uncle Don. And, you know, again, when you saw when President Trump addressed prescription drugs, how you could get the same drugs over in the UK for pennies on the dollar for what we're having to pay for them over here in this country. I think that's a fair question.
Well, I've got one other observation about excesses. When it's the excess of particularly, again, politicians who have resorted to vulgarity to try to make a point. Now, all of them do it, but particularly it seems that the Democrats are so upset about things that that's the way they have to communicate or make a point or express themselves. And as an old person, you know I'm old, I never heard the F word used by an adult until I was 13 years old. And now it's common not only in movies but in conversation, and it has no value. It's just I can't relate to that kind of nonsense. I'm not a prude by any means. You know that.
Oh, I know. No,
all that vulgarity is just so prevalent in the world today. It just has no place. There's no civility.
I'll never forget when my mom washed my mouth out with a bar of soap one time, and that fixed me lickety-split as a kid.
Well, I think a lot of people nowadays need to have their mouth washed out with a good bar of Dial soap.
Well said.
It would help the world a lot better.
Uncle Don, I got to run for a break, but you guys, tell Aunt Sarah, I love the pickles. Ladies and gentlemen, Aunt Sarah is one of the best canners of vegetables in America. And those pickles, I don't know how she does it, Uncle Don, but those things are, you should market those.
She has a green thumb for that. Let me tell you, she's the best. And again, I know you've got the books covered, and I know you've got the barbecue covered, but if you need any extra condiments like pickles, let us know. Otherwise, we'll see you at 5:30.
I'll let you know. We'll see you tonight, Uncle Don. All right, be safe traveling over.
Indeed. Bye-bye.
All right. Wow. No, people ask, is that really Todd's Uncle Don? It really is. That's my Uncle Don, Aunt Sarah, from across the river in Arkansas, and they're good people. And again, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. We want you to come and join us 5:30 at Germantown Baptist Church. If you're anywhere in the Mid-South, make the drive over. You're going to get some great food, great fellowship, great music, and you're going to meet the entire team. I understand Ben Dieter just landed. We got some sort of an emergency alert that Ben Dieter is now back in the Mid-South. So I'm glad they were aware of that. So you're going to meet the whole crew here. I got to take a quick break, folks. 901-260-5926. We have one more pair of VIP tickets to give away. Now is your chance. Be caller number 2 at 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back. And don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, we have a jam-packed. We have five members of Congress on the Newsmax show tonight. Mary Miller, I'm not going to know all of them, but Mary Miller, it will be joining us. Also, Congressman Mike Collins from Georgia. Tony Perkins from Family Research Council will be joining us as well. Again, that is 5 o'clock Eastern. I will say this, ladies and gentlemen. that we have got a big event planned tonight. It's going to be so much fun, and we have been waiting for this moment and the launch of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. It's always fun to write a book that I don't get death threats over, and this is one of those books. My co-author joining us in studio from near Asheville, North Carolina, Michelle Cox. And Michelle, I know you and Paul, your husband, you guys drove over yesterday, and you're getting settled here in Memphis.
We are. We always love coming over this way and seeing all your great folks here in the Memphis area.
It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. You and I are going to be signing books, hopefully out the wazoo.
It sounds like a good plan, Todd.
Star Spangled Blessings. Let's talk. This is our second book we've written together. The first one was called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And this book called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots.
Yeah, you know, I love this country. My dad was in the Navy. I've got a picture of him with my three uncles who all served in the Navy. We have roots here. People in my family have shed blood for this country, and it's just, this is a project that's been very close to my heart, and I want an America that's as wonderful for my grandchildren and future generations as what we had growing up.
So you and Paul, you guys built your farmhouse.
We did.
There, and it really is just one of the scenery is just unbelievable.
God paints really pretty sunsets across the top of our mountains that surround our home.
I bet. Yes, he does. And you mentioned your grandkids. How many grandkids now do you have?
Just 11.
Just 11.
And they're all perfect.
Of course they are.
Of course.
I have no doubt about that. So, but again, being able to sit down and write a book like this and just, we wanted to create a devotion book that the whole family could enjoy together. So, I mean, if you don't have family, that's fine. You're going to love it. But to be able to sit down with your kids and grandkids and tell them about America.
Absolutely. And this is going to be a great thing for families to do devotions together in the morning before the kids leave for school or in the evening for your family devotion time to bring some faith in, but also some patriotism, and instill that in the hearts of your children as well.
Now, a lot of people will know you not only from the books we've written together, but you are also the writer of the devotion series for the Hallmark series, When Calls the Heart. Is
yes,
that right?
With Brian Bird, who's the executive producer, and those were called When God Calls the Heart.
Wonderful. So a lot of fun writing those kinds of devotion books. Why devotion books?
You know, there's a couple of things. Our country was founded on faith and on family. It's the cornerstone of society. And I've seen some of that erosion that's happened these past few years. I had researched my husband's family tree and found where numerous people had in our family had built churches that are still active in our area today. And now I have two sons who are in ministry, and I'm watching my grandchildren all serving God and loving our country. And that's what I want to see go on for future generations.
I just think that's a wonderful thing. The book is filled with those kinds of stories. I will say I did the audio book, and it was a little weird. Going to be honest with you. You have to read it as it is written, and they will come back and literally – I remember years ago when I did my first book, I didn't like the way I had written something. You know, it reads better than it's spoken. And so I thought, you know, I'll just, and they're like, no, you can't do that. So anyway, folks, when you're listening to the audio version of the book and you hear me talking about my husband, Paul.
That's my husband.
That's your husband.
Yeah, so, I asked Todd, I said, how exactly are you going to handle that?
I was in bed with my husband the other night, and you're like, whoa, hello.
Okay, now that's not in the book.
Oh, that's yes.
You're digressing here. That is
our after hours book coming. So we have Michelle Cox here, and she is the co-author of the great new book, Star Spangled Blessings. And by the way, you'll be able to meet Michelle and Paul tonight also. It was so fun. We had dinner with some of y'all's dear friends. Billy Fulton and her husband John came over from the Missouri Boot Heel, and I didn't realize, but Billy actually contributed one of the recipes.
She actually did two of them.
One of them is called the Billy's Gotta Have One More Cookie.
And they are huge and so good.
Love this. Well, she was just a delight to talk to. And of course, they've got a beautiful farm and they're big patriots.
They are. They love America.
She wanted to bring, I think, Revolutionary Guardsmen, but we have a no musket policy at the church.
When Dalton told me that, I laughed. I've never quite heard of that requirement before.
So one of the things we wanted to convey in the book is not only do you have a devotion, but we offer a few other things as well. A patriot prayer after every chapter, and something called Yankee Doodles.
Yep, those are our reflection questions. And I've learned from other devotional books that I've written that people love those. It takes the devotional one step further and gives you something to think about. And then we also end with an action step so that you can take what you've just learned and put it into practice.
Liberty lessons.
Yes.
That's what we call them. Liberty lessons, Yankee Doodles, and patriot prayers. All a part of our Star Spangled Blessings devotional, which will be in bookstores all across the country, Walmart, Target. I almost said Costco, but they don't do books anymore.
I know. It's a shame.
It really is a shame. I'm not sure why I have a Costco card. It seems to be like the bane of my existence. I'm one person. I don't need 78 rolls of toilet paper.
Or a roast like you fixed that time that would feed
13 people, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, Michelle, it's going to be a lot of fun. Congratulations to us.
Exactly. And we hope everybody will come and join us tonight. We're going to have a good time.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And we want you to come and celebrate with us and give us a good launch as we head out on a national book tour. Again, that's tonight in Germantown, Tennessee, at Germantown Baptist Church. It starts at 5:30, and people say, do we have to stay for the whole 2 hours? No, not at all. You're going to want to. Once you get there, you're going to meet all sorts of great folks. But it's come and go, so if you don't have a lot of time, you can come get your book signed, grab some food, and then scoot out. But again, that all starts at 5:30 tonight, Germantown Baptist Church. By the way, VIP ticket holders, you guys need to get there about 15 minutes early, so you'll be able to meet me and Michelle. Folks, it's been a lot of fun today, a lot of breaking news. Head over to our website, toddstearns.com. By the way, we did post that video of the senator and Secretary Noem. Get out there, have a good one. We'll see you at 5 o'clock on Newsmax. Be good, America.